in the world that you and I end up together again on the radio in the afternoon. This is Andy in the afternoon. That's Christian James Hand right over there.
It's because you got those photographs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Candid photography. Mm-hmm. Now, I tell you what, we've got an amazing show today because you're going to win.
Hold on, let's not, you know, we got a show.
It's amazing because they're going to win some amazing things today, some tickets to some wonderful shows. Also, a little bit later, the Classic Rock Time Capsule makes its debut in the afternoon. Another chance for you to win something for yourself. First time a prize attached to this little thing. And coming up next, I'm not the person to break this news, and I'm glad for that. The passing of Glenn Frey has hit all of us very, very hard, and we're going to talk to someone who knew him before he was the Glenn Frey that we all know. Rusty Young of Poco is going to get on the phone with us in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk to him and see if he can help us somehow make sense of what we're going through this month. We'll hear from Glenn Frey right now. This is You Belong to the City.
Mm.
Joe had a wonderful story about him earlier. I believe it's posted to the website of thesoundla.com regarding this song right here. We talked to Rusty Young of Poco in moments. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon.
Got a good reason for loving you. It's an old-fashioned sign.
The Buffalo Springfield, Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. That's the song right there that got Rusty Young hired in the early days. Rusty Young, a founding member of Poco, is on the phone with us right now from Nashville. How you doing, Rusty? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Andy. It's a really sad day, though.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I'm sure you've been on the phone all day long talking to people all over the country about the passing of Glenn Frey. I wanted to talk to you, and thank you so much for taking time to join us. I know you have a busy schedule there in Nashville, but you knew Glenn Frey before any of us knew Glenn Frey. Talk just a second about what a music fan he was. I'm told that he went to your, not just Poco shows, but Poco rehearsals at the Troubadour back in the day.
Yeah, Glenn was that a different, it seemed like, I'm surprised he's only 2 years younger than I am, because he seemed like the next generation to us back then. But we were like the house band at the Troubadour, which was the place where the birth of a lot of music from the 70s came from. And we played, Steve Martin was an opening act for us at the Bluebird, the Bluebird, listen to me, Nashville, at the Troubadour. It was a really, really amazing place in the late 60s, early 70s, and the birthplace of a lot of stuff. And we were kind of the house band for a while there at the Troubadour. And Glenn used to come. He would come, and J.D., and they would...
J.D. Souther?
Yeah, J.D. Souther. And they used to... they actually opened for us. They had a band called... what was it called?
Long Branch Penny Whistle.
Very good. That's right. That's it. And they opened for us on a couple, you know, a week or so of shows. And that's when I first met Glenn. I mean, you know, at the Troubadour, there would be Jackson Browne, Glenn Frey, J.D. Souther, and these guys hanging around at the place all the time. And they usually got the best girl. And, you know, it was a really amazing creative time in Los Angeles at that one particular birthplace. And Glenn was there. And he was great. You know, he was a really cool guy. You know, just one of the guys.
Well, now you knew like Randy Meisner and those guys from high school, right? I mean, you had been friends for them for a long time, so you would see them all the time around town, yeah?
Well, yeah, I knew Randy from when we were in high school back in Colorado, and he was from Nebraska, and we would play. We were in different bands in Colorado at the time, and I got him into Poco to start with back in 68, and he was an amazing. You know, he was. Randy is an amazing guy. He could sing so high. I'd always wanted to be in a band with him. So he was in the first Poco. And I'm sure Glenn and everybody saw the talent that he had. And that's why that backup band with Linda Ronstadt. And he got going. backing her up.
You were around when the band was born, and you ran across those guys right after they had come up with their image. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Bernie Ledden was a great musician. I didn't know Don Henley that much, but I knew Glenn and Randy, of course, and Bernie I'd run into a lot of times doing different projects. And so I knew them pretty well, and it was really cool. And in the valley in Los Angeles, there was this place called Dupar's, which is really a great breakfast restaurant. It was close to where everyone lived in the valley. And I remember one morning going by there and seeing the four of them sitting in a booth. And as I walked by, they said, "Hey, I think we've come up with a name for our band. We're going to call ourselves the Eagles." And that's something I'll never forget. I remember that moment.
That's very cool.
What did you think, though, when they said that? Did you go, "That's never going to work"?
No, I flashed on the birds, of course.
Right.
And I thought that was, that's really a great name for these guys. Because Randy's voice is amazing. You know, the notes that he hit and the things that he sang in the Eagles, I thought were really important. And so that high-flying harmony and calling yourselves the Eagles sounded right to me.
Awesome. Well, stick around on the phone, can you, for just a minute?
Sure.
All right, we're going to talk to Rusty Young just one more minute and beg another minute of his time, but I thought we'd play something from another one of Glenn Frey's dear friends. This is Bob Seger. Talk to Rusty just a little bit more, Andy, in the afternoon. This is 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. Christian Hand with me. And on the phone from Nashville, we've got Rusty Young of Poco. Just one more minute of your time, Rusty. We lost so much more than the new kid in town guy and the lion eyes guy. Glenn Frey was one of the architects of the L.A. sound, wasn't he?
He truly was. And it really is shocking and very, very sad and kind of the end of an era in that kind of music that we were all involved in.
Tell me about this song right here. I hear you, after you were encountering those guys in the early days, then you also got a chance to visit them in the studio a little later on.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we did some shows. You know, we were with them a lot of the time because, you know, Timothy B. and Randy, and, you know, there are a lot of Poco guys that ended up in the Eagles. And so there was a lot of contact there. And we were in the studio, I think it was the record plant in Los Angeles back in the 70s, 74, I think, or 73, the end of 73. And we were in the studio recording, and Glenn was in there, and they were listening to stuff they'd recorded in Florida. This was back, it's like unbelievable, back in the day when Glenn was actually carrying this box that had a quarter-inch tape in it. It would go on like a tape machine, a big reel, mm-hmm. and it was their what they had worked on in Florida, and they had rough mixes. And Glenn said, we were in there working, and he caught me in the lobby, and he said, "You got to hear this." And so we went into a listening room, Glenn and I, and he put this tape on the machine and played back a song called "One of These Nights," and it was a rough mix of "One of These Nights," and I was blown away. I just thought that was the coolest song ever. I loved it. And he played it for me, and I told him, I said, "You know, Glenn, this is really, really awesomely cool and a standard everyone else has got to shoot for from now on." And you know, it was really true. And you know, Glenn was, you know, he had his things, but he was the coolest guy. And it's shocking because he seemed like such, you know, the healthiest guy on the planet, the last person I would think would get ill at this point in life. And he really guided that whole country rock thing that, you know, was started by, you know, Poco and the Birds and the Burrito Brothers and that. You know, the Eagles came along a little after that, and they took that to AM radio, which was the key back in the early 70s. FM radio was one thing, and a lot of us got play on that, but AM radio was really the deal. Right. And the Eagles were the first act to break through on AM radio and really, you know, get heard. And I think he had a lot to do with that. Yeah. And, you know, it was just, I just can't imagine him not being around, you know?
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, and I know that a lot of people feel the same way you do today, Rusty. And if you've never checked out what Rusty can do with the pedal steel guitar, go and check it out. The man reinvented the instrument pretty much. Rusty Young of Poco. And Rusty, you're going to write a book one day when you get your stories down. You'll tell us about it, right, so we can share it?
Absolutely. The book's almost finished, and it's those inside stories about all the years, you know, the Elton Johns and the Eric Clapton's and the Keith Moon's and, you know, Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. You know, we were around all those people backstage. And so
awesome. That's
what I'm writing about. And, but, you know, I got to tell you, I'm really, really shocked. And I don't know how to accept the fact that Glenn's not with us anymore. And it's a really sad time.
Well, all our best to you, Rusty, and thank you for joining us today from Nashville. We really appreciate it. Rusty Young from Poco. Take care, all right?
All right, Andy. Thank you so much.
All right, be good. All right, we're gonna get the tempo going just a little bit more, I think, this afternoon. So great of Rusty to check in with us. And you check in with us, too. 888-696-1003. Let us know how you're feeling this afternoon.
Wait a minute.
Andy in the afternoon.
We playing Judas Priest right now, buddy?
Yes, sir.
This is the best radio station ever! What?
Yeah, Police 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. I'm Andy. He's Christian.
Hi.
And you know what?
That's one of my favorite drummers, Andy. I didn't know if you know that or not.
Really? Stuart Copeland?
Stuart Copeland.
Is he really?
Absolutely. Very impressive in the canon of my life.
People don't know, Christian is a drummer. So.
I am.
He knows a little bit something about them panel them skins. Hey, you know, he also knows something about breaking down music. He first came to listeners of 100.3, The Sound's attention, dissecting songs, taking them apart and putting them back together again, showing you things that you didn't hear before. Well, he did this morning something amazing with Hotel California, and I mentioned it earlier. We are going to leave those dissections for the most part to the morning show, but a truncated version of that, an express version of that coming up this afternoon at 4:35. So make sure you tune in right before your drive home, 4:35, a brief look into the guts of Hotel California. It's a really great job he did. And you can find the whole dissection on the website, on our Facebook page, actually, 100.3 The Sound. Now then, we've got things to give away coming up next. One of the things we want to give away is some tickets for this Rock Hall 3-for-All.
Awesome.
It's tickets for Heart, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. You get it? All in the Hall of Fame. And we've got tickets to see them on August 23rd of this year at the Forum.
Andy, I don't think you sold it well enough, dude. List the three bands again.
Heart.
Yeah.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Yeah,
right there, you got a show that you're like, I'll go to that. That and sounds awesome. And then Cheap Trick on top of it.
Who, Rick Nielsen and Robin Zander. Robin Zander can party all night and into the wee hours and still get on stage the next day and hit every note. He's amazing.
That show's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. And you'll have a chance to win some tickets to that. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask Christian a question about today. It'll be the Beatles. We're doing the classic rock time capsule up next. Do you think he'll get it right or he'll get it wrong? Why don't you call right now? Get on the phone. We'll select one caller, 888-696-1003. One caller's going to get a chance to second-guess Christian, something I do every day.
Maybe
get a pair of tickets to that Rock Hall 3-for-All with Heart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. That is what's coming up next on Andy in the Afternoon. And this is 100.3 The Sound. As someone once said, it's time to jump both our feet into Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Nobody ever said that.
Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Yes, they did. Dr. Stephen Hawking said it just right there. Oh, didn't you hear him? Didn't you hear him?
No, I didn't.
Anyway, it's open. No thanks to you. And on the phone, we have Dawn. Is that right, Dawn?
Yep, you got it.
Dawn. Oh, Dawn.
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 Not Dawn. Dawn.
It's Dawn.
Right.
Nah, Dawn, not Dawn.
Right.
From Huntington Beach.
Right.
How you doing, Dawn?
So far, so good.
Good, man. Well, in just a second, I'm going to ask Christian a question related to the Beatles, and you get to second guess him, something that all of us do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Hollywood Squares without Paul Lynde. It's going to be fun. So stand by for just a second, okay, Don?
You got it.
All right. Well, meanwhile, I've got some interesting tidbits from the Beatles to talk about after their breakup on this date 45 years ago. Prosecutors at the Charles Manson trial listened to several tracks off the White Album to see if there's any connection to be drawn between the songs on the album and the murders, since the lyrics to this...
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the
top of the slide. Are written on a mirror at one of the crime scenes. It's pretty awful. And we'll continue with Paul, actually. There's another trial going on at the same time, same day, in London, over how the Beatles' business relationship can be dissolved. Ringo is testifying on this particular day that, I quote, Paul behaved like a spoiled child.
That's the worst Ringo impersonation ever.
Actually, that was more like a Paul. You're right. I'm sorry. Can I try it again?
No.
Can I try it again?
No.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Paul was a spoiled child.
Well, there you go.
Have a Bottles and James cooler. Right. Anyway.
Wow.
There was plenty of acrimony going on at that time. But here's the interesting thing. 1994 on this day, Paul posthumously inducts his late bandmate John into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Time heals all wounds, and here are a few of those words.
I remember when we first met in Woolton at the Village Fete. It was a beautiful summer day, and I walked in there and I saw you on the stage and you were singing Come Go With Me by the Del Vikings, but you didn't know the words, so you made them up. Come go with me to the penitentiary. It's not in the lyrics.
Paul also goes on to say that the thing you must remember is that I'm the number one John Lennon fan. I love him to this day.
And I also wrote yesterday he had nothing to do with it.
Well, yeah, he probably.
Mandatory, isn't it?
As a side note.
Yeah.
Finally, let's talk presidential inaugurations. This day in 2009, Aretha Franklin sings My Country, Tis of Thee at Barack Obama's inauguration. Mm. This day in 1993, Fleetwood Mac reunite to play this at Bill Clinton's gala.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
That sounds awful.
That's a great recording. That's is that digital?
That's
amazing.
The only audio remaining from that.
No, it's like we're there.
But then Aretha Franklin also sings I Have a Dream at that ball. And back in 1977 on this day, Jimmy Carter welcomes Charlie Daniels Band, Marshall Tucker Band to play along with Aretha Franklin.
Really?
Apparently the road to the White House goes through Aretha Franklin.
Wow.
It's the freeway of love. Birthdays today include Janis Joplin. Who would have been 73 years old today. And man, she was a hag at 27.
Yeah,
so
that's a hell of a quote.
Imagine how 73 would hang on her. Wouldn't be good. Christian, here's your question, and we're going to bring Don back into this. Don, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still
okay.
here.
40 years ago today, the Beatles turned down an offer from rock promoter Bill Sargent to reunite for one live concert for A, $1 million, B, $10 million, C, $30 million, or D, $100 million. What do you say? $1, $10, $30, or $100?
Well, I know the answer to this, so I'm going to say that it's 10. It's 10.
Do you think...
I'll just say false.
That is right. He is right. You are wrong,
Come
Christian
Come on.
Hand. $30 million.
Really?
Dollars.
And they turned it down?
They said no. They didn't want to get together for any amount of money.
Mm.
You know what happens, Don? You, sir, are going to go see a fantastic show. You're going to see Heart, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick, Rock Hall 3 for All at the Forum on August 23rd. What do you think about them, Apples?
I think that's amazing. Thank
right?
you so much.
How sick is that show going to be, dude?
It's going to be great.
I can't wait.
No doubt.
And you stay on the phone. We're going to get some information from you, Don, but the rest of us, we're going to listen to it. I'm going to let Janis Joplin play us out because I was a little rough on her a second ago.
You know my favorite thing she ever said was?
What's that? This is Andy. Andy in the afternoon. Thank you, Christian. Thank you. You. Yeah. Cars on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. Doesn't it kind of sound like it? Yeah. So we've got so much to give away today. So much. Like tickets to the Imperial Ball. You heard about this? This is Johnny Depp's thing. He does a concert every year. He doesn't tell anybody who's coming out.
No. And I'm going to go on this Saturday because I just found out it's awesome. Like, Joe Walsh played last year.
Steven Tyler, Alice Cooper. That's
awesome.
Who comes out and plays with Johnny Depp at these things. It happens for the Art of Elysium and Pet Orphans of Southern California. It helps some nice charities. But we have some tickets to give away, and I'm putting together an idea. We've put together an idea, putting the finishing touches on it for like 20 minutes from now. But right now, there's an article in Ranker.com.
Yeah.
And it's the 30 most douchebag names for guys.
Yeah. And I got to say.
Number one. What would you? I would not have seen this one coming, Ashton.
No.
Short for Chester, Chet is the number one douchebaggy. Then there's others that I can see more. Thad, Brock, Topher,
yeah.
Chad, Bryce,
Tanner,
yeah. Zane,
yeah.
Hunter, Lance.
Lance. Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all the way down to number 24, Andy.
What name's in there? Which of us made the list, Christian?
That's me. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty disappointed at the underachieving of my name. That's total garbage.
You should be higher.
Oh, dude. I mean, I'm not necessarily going to be able to unseat a Tucker or a Chet or a Tad.
Yeah.
But I think I can get in the top 10. So what I've done is I've put it on my own Facebook page, and I've put the link on the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page. Let's just get on there and everybody
people
vote.
People can go in there and click on that one and try to push it up the ranks?
Click on the link and then hit on the Christian, which is currently 24 with 801 votes. I need to get that into the top 20, but I'd love to be in the top 10.
Let's see if we can hit the top 10 by 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all the details are at Andy in the Afternoon, our Facebook page. Go check that out while I prepare to play you some more classic rock, like a little bit of Queen in moments.
I mean, Aiden?
Aiden.
Douche.
He's better than Christian at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
It's Andy in the Afternoon.
Hate myself.
Yes, it's Andy in the Afternoon. Coming up 4:35, if you missed it this morning, a look at Hotel California, as only Christian can do. Going to dissect Hotel California, that track, and just give you a quicker glimpse at the genius of the Eagles and Glenn Frey, who we missed. It struck me yesterday.
And the genius of me, if you don't mind.
Yeah, whatever. Silas, my 5-year-old, said, well, I want to know about who's Glenn Frey, because he's heard about all these people dying. And I said, well, let me play you some. And I put on Lion Eyes, and I wasn't ready for it. I had to leave the room. I started crying because that was something very important from my childhood, and I was actually pretty shocked.
At this point in the history of this radio show, you're going to cry at the opening of an envelope.
I cry just about every day.
Yeah.
Getting a little misty thinking about this Queen I'm going to play. Hey, Imperial Ball tickets. It's a great ticket. You can get in and see whoever Johnny Depp decides to bring this year to the ball. Keep tuned. Sometime in this half hour, I'm going to say in the next 15 minutes, we're going to give you your chance to win some of those. In the meantime, it's Queen and A Crazy Little Thing Called Love on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Some doodly doodly.
Doodly doodly for days, buddy.
Doodly doodly doodly.
He's like the master of the doodling.
Oh, yeah. Doodle master.
Mm-hmm.
Christian.
Sir.
Around here.
Mm-hmm.
We have big balls.
We do.
The Imperial Ball 2016. We've got some tickets for that thing, you know?
Yep.
Well, if you don't know what this is, it happens down at the Anaheim Center for the Performing Arts at Servite. It's going to happen this Saturday. And it's Johnny Depp's thing. He has some pet charities, and he puts together this show every year. We gave away tickets to it last year, and he doesn't say who's coming out.
No.
Imagine the surprise of the people who went there just thinking something good might happen when Joe Walsh starts playing. He starts playing Funk 49. Joe Walsh comes off stage, by all reports, and he says, they really didn't know I was coming. Like, it's a total surprise. We have no idea who's going to show up, but we know it's going to be good. So we're going to give away some tickets, even though we have no one running the phones.
Oh, it's okay, dude. We're high on budget.
Josh Flieger, programming assistant, is going to come in and run them. We're working on interns.
Yeah, we're working on some interns.
This really is a fly-by-night show.
Yeah.
This is making makes Jonesy look like Garrison Keillor.
Need a coupling.
We're working very slowly on improving it. We have a podcast coming, though. Did I tell you that?
No.
Podcast.
Oh, man. We got a lot happening.
Call right now, 888-696-1003. If you would like some tickets to this Imperial Ball, we're going to have a contest. We're going to line the phones, and in 10 minutes, Christian is going to have some... Well, go ahead and put them in. He's got some balls in a bag.
In my ball bag.
It's a bag for my balls. You have to guess. It's number one, between 1 and 10.
Yeah.
You have to guess how many balls are in Christian's bag.
How many balls are in my ball bag?
Do that.
Yep.
And call us right now, 888-696-1003. We'll do it after we hear a little bit more AC/DC, I think.
Speaking of balls. Woo!
It's Andy in the Afternoon. That's Christian Hand, by the way.
Hey, everybody.
100.3 The Sound with Led Zeppelin and Hey Hey, What Can I Do? 105.9. No, it's 100.3 The Sound.
Yeah.
I'm Andy Chanley. That's Christian Hand right over there. Hey, the first podcast is up from Friday's show.
That's what I've heard.
We're going to be doing that. There is a podcast, but it's going to be the day after.
Yeah.
Because at 7 o'clock, we all want to drink.
And it's not going to include any music because the record industry has its head up its tuchus and hasn't worked out how to stream music on the internet yet. Bones.
So, we've got tickets to this Ball Fest. It's
yes.
the Imperial Ball 2016. It's Johnny Depp's deal. He does it for some charities that he likes, and so you never know who's going to show up. Joe Walsh, Alice Cooper, Steven Tyler have been guests before. If you'd like some tickets to this, we have people on the line, 888-696-1003. You might as well call in case one of these folks drops out. But what we've done is we've put together a bag.
Ball bag.
Downstairs at the deli. And in this bag is Christian's bag.
Yep, my ball bag.
In your ball bag, there is between 1 and 10 balls.
Yeah.
You get it? It's a ball.
It's a bag with balls in it.
It's a ball. Yeah. We're sending that to the Imperial Ball.
Yep.
So you need to guess between 1 and 10. You cannot guess a number that's already been guessed. So who do we have on the line? Do we have somebody now?
Yeah, unknown.
Unknown, great.
Yeah.
Unknown, can you hear me?
Yes.
What is your name?
Dalton.
Dawson. Dawson, how many balls are in Christian's ball bag?
My lucky number is 7.
No, I'm sorry.
That's a lot of balls.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for trying anyway, Dawson. Moving on to the next caller.
Yeah.
Okay. How many balls are in Christian's ball bag?
I'm going to say 4.
Ooh.
No. No, it's not 4. So 7 and 4 cannot be guessed again. Thank you for trying, though.
That's a good size ball bag.
Moving on to the next caller. How many balls are in Christian's ball bag?
Hello? Which color are we on now?
We've already had 7 and 4. You cannot guess those.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go with 3.
Nicely done, sir. La Raza,
ladies and gentlemen. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Curtis.
Curtis, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lake Elsinore.
Lake Elsinore. What do you do down there besides drink?
Well, actually, I just got home from work. I commute to the Ortega Highway every day.
Fantastic.
As much as I can.
Excellent. You're our official Ortega Highway correspondent.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
Well, hold the phone. You are going to see, and this is closer to you, so you won't have a problem getting down to see that. It's down in the OC at the Anaheim Center for the Performing Arts at Servate. It's this Saturday, and I think you're going to have a ball. You see what I
mean? Yeah. Yeah. I'll see you down there. Coming over. I'm going to bring my ball bag down with me. All right? See you there.
What balls? What ball? Hold the phone. What balls actually were in there?
I had a pink golf ball. I had a basketball and a soccer ball. But I've just realized, Andy.
Yes.
That it's a bit of a double entendre, this ball bag thing.
I don't think so. I meant it 100% literally.
Oh, that's radio.
Your mind's in the gutter, you. Up next, we're going to get his mind out of the gutter. And the dissection that you heard this morning, if you want to go and hear the complete thing, it's on what is today, the 19th?
Yeah.
It's on the January 19th podcast of Mark in the Morning. But we're going to look at the crucial tracks of it in just a moment. Hotel California, in memory of Glenn Frey, who passed away yesterday prematurely at the age of 67. That is coming up in just about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. This is Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. In just a moment, we're going to hear a dissection of Hotel California.
Yeah.
Remembering Glenn Frey and his wizardry with the band Eagles. And we'll get to that right after we play Peaceful Easy Feeling. Quickly here, Christian, you've gotten your first hate mail.
Okay, good.
So this is Bob writing in saying, I listen religiously, have to get this off my chest. My little grandson's name is Aiden, so tell that douchebag who just ridiculed the name at 3:38, he needs to apologize and then take his wimp ass off the air. Do you want to say anything?
Apologize? I checked the tape, Andy, and it was actually you made fun of Aiden.
It was actually Ranker.com. And by the way, Christian is the name we're trying to move up.
Yeah,
we got in the top 10.
So far, we've gained 40 votes for me. I'm still at number 24. So let's go to the link on our page or on the Christian James Hand page and get me up into the top 10. I want to be a douchebag.
He dreams. We'll dissect Hotel California in just moments. This is Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Christian Hand is right here with me. If you're new to the program, and I know we are, what you're listening to are two people who really, really love music. And we would get together and talk about things that we really love and stop and go back over it like the Zapruder film long before we were ever doing it on the radio. And if you go back and you check this morning's podcast to Mark in the Morning, a January 19th podcast, you'll hear a more in-depth dissection of this, but Christian is going to grace us now with a cursory look at the song Hotel California.
Now, here's an interesting thing, Andy. If when you listen to Hotel California, the last thing that you're going to imagine is that you're actually listening to some sort of incredible mishmash of reggae and whatever that Americana country thing was that they invented. So if we listen to Don Henley and Randy playing bass and drums on this, you'll hear that this is actually a reggae song. And listen to how insane the chorus bass line is. Ready? It's the verse bit.
Purely reggae.
Pure reggae. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. If you heard this, you'd think it was a
like a deep Marley Brothers cut.
And this is before the Police were doing this, by the way, by a few years.
Good point. I was saying I want this to, like, play as I walk around. This is a good theme song to have, you know?
It's
like,
good.
You're just walking around, like...
Like Saturday Night Fever, just playing in your back, yeah.
Mm. All right, so there you go. So now you got
to... And such a tight...
So tight. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Rhythm section.
I mean, listen to, like, just the drum... And then straight back to it. Like, just one fill, I'm out. Cymbal hit, good.
L.A. sound.
Mm. All right, so then... This is incredible. So this is the guitar me that's playing on this thing. So you've got like 57 acoustic. Yeah,
did you say guitar me?
It's a guitar me. You've got like 57 acoustic guitars, and then you've got a 12 string that's incredible. And then of course, obviously, you got Joe doing his thing, and Don also doing it. So just listen to the guitar bed that this song is based around.
And this is the genesis of the song. Don Felder just
no, it's
wrote
the Eagles,
this.
Buddy. It's a different band.
No, see what you did with the Genesis thing. I'm going to take away that cowbell.
Can't.
Don Felder had just written this on a cassette.
Mm. You know,
this,
really?
Yeah, this whole structure, and they didn't. And he took it into the rest of the band, and they fleshed it out.
There we go.
But this whole thing was his.
Sick.
It's great.
Right?
This is just the rhythm stuff.
Yeah. What is that tone? It's insane. All right, so let's...
Just to hear Joe Walsh and Don Felder trading licks throughout that song, especially when it gets to the crescendo at the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, nicely segued, Andy. Let's listen to the crescendo at the end. Now, by all accounts, this starts as Feldner and then becomes Walsh and then Walsh and Feldner. But I'm not sure about that. I checked out on the internet. I couldn't find enough information out about it. But it's definitely the two of them. And my whatever the word is that I'm looking for, is that this is the entire basis of Judas Priest's entire career, this part. So let's just listen to...
That's Joe Walsh.
Is that Walsh?
Whole show.
That's Walshy?
Yeah. Inimitable.
This is where it goes Buck Wyland right here. Ready?
Yeah, at this point, you can't tell who's who after it. There, Felder.
right here. Note for note.
Note for note.
Flawless. It's almost like it's a pedal.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's crazy.
It's absurd.
Now, you know what happens this week at the NAMM?
Yeah, yeah, festival? I'm going to go on Thursday.
Joe Walsh is going to be there with Bill Simcheck talking about the making of Hotel California.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Talk about too soon. Yeah. I bet it's going to be hard for him to do in parts.
I mean, this is just absolutely absurd.
You know what that is, right?
Two guitars playing at the same time.
Doodly.
That is doodly doodles, buddy. How high are they right now? Let's be honest.
Well, which one?
Both. And there it is. All right, so now, just, you know, because you have to, and we should, just sing it, buddy. Sing it.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air.
Colitas, tiny buds.
Mm.
Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night.
Did you watch the documentary?
Oh, yeah.
Where Glenn Frey said what other people didn't know is we had a secret weapon. We had Don Henley.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself,
it's the drummer.
This could be heaven, this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. I thought I heard them say,
here's everybody.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
That's tight.
Mm-hmm.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely face.
Ow.
Plenty of room at the Hotel California. Any time of year.
Any time of year.
You can find it here. Her mind is Tiffany twisted. She got the Mercedes Benz. She got a lot of pretty, pretty boys.
Like, it's even a reggae inflection now when you hear the vocal. You're like, yes, it's in there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Pretty, pretty. Like, that whole thing.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Some dance to remember. Some dance to forget. So I called up the captain. Please bring me my wine.
It's phrasing.
He said, we haven't had that spirit here since 1969. And still those voices are calling from far away.
Come on, guys.
Tonight, chills.
Just to hear them say, welcome to the Hotel California.
And just the metaphor of Hotel California. It's a place you visit, but you don't stay. No one's from here. We all live here.
And once you get here, you can't get out.
This existential yearning that they put into this beautiful piece of music.
They were high, though.
What a nice surprise.
What a nice surprise.
Bring your alibis. Mirrors on the ceiling. The pink champagne on ice, and she said,
there are no punches.
We are all just prisoners.
There's a couple
here.
I found them.
Of our own device.
It's very smart.
And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman. We are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you
right there
like.
There was one.
Yep.
But you can never leave.
We don't need them.
There it is.
That is unbelievable.
I mean,
if you want to go back in here, you spend a little more, like 5 or 10 more minutes with it this morning, go find the podcast, January 19th podcast of Mark in the Morning. And you're going to continue to do those, by the way, in the morning, as well as, you know, every now and then share one with it when it's as heartfelt as this one and the David Bowie one. Thank you for doing that, Chris.
And we'll also be doing them live. I did one on Saturday at Swing House here in Atwater Village. It was incredible. It was like 135 people. So much fun. I'm so rewarded by people coming out and it actually working. So we're trying to find out the date for the next one. So be sure to keep listening to the sound. Check out the Facebook. Check out our Facebook page for Andy in the Afternoons with me. And, you know, come on out and hang out because it was really an extraordinary evening.
Awesome. Hey, in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to reveal a little bit of news.
Oh.
My son, Silas, 5 years old,
yeah,
is a published author.
Really? Fantastic.
Published this weekend in the Los Angeles Times, no less.
Good Lord.
I know. I'm pretty proud.
He's already achieved more than you have.
And if we got any nasty comments about Friday, it was that the nighttime story that I read to him, 6:45, we read Pajama Time.
Yes, we did.
It's that, and I let people vote on it, but it's that I didn't read Are You My Mother?
Mm.
I'm mulling whether I should satisfy those fans here tonight at 6:45. So stay tuned. We'll find out together.
If the people are asking for it, Andy.
100 minutes of classic rock, commercial free. It's up next. Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. That's right. It's time for 100 minutes of classic rock, commercial free. It's supported by Chevrolet Silverado.
Yes.
More than you expect for less than you imagine. Visit SoCalChevy.com today. Let's get this thing started for your drive home, shall we?
That's a lot of truck.
We'll start things off. Oh, yeah. We'll start things off with The Fix. And this song, it's called Saved by Zero. Cy Kernan, the singer, I asked him one time what that meant. And he said, well, you can't fall from the floor, can you?
It's very true. He also is one of the world's biggest and most important hat designers.
Is that right?
It's very true.
So there you go. Can't fall from the floor.
Yep.
Kind of like the ratings for this program.
Brilliant.
100 minutes of classic rock, commercial free on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. 100.3 The Sound.
You know what I like, Andy?
What?
I like when you go, all right, we're going, and then have no idea what we're going to do when we turn the microphones on.
Oh.
That's great radio.
I have an idea what I'm going to
do.
Yeah,
does absolutely. It involve me using the cowbell?
It doesn't. No. Right. It expressly excludes that.
Yeah.
But here's what we should do. Number one, I want to tell everybody we have 100 minutes of classic rock that's no commercials. There's no commercials for like another hour and a half.
I did the math, and that's longer than an hour.
It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just before I play this Steely Dan, I wanted to let everyone know that my son, Silas, 5 years old, is an accomplished author. Now, if you go to page H3 of this Sunday's Los Angeles Times.
Hold on. H3, you say.
Mm-hmm. You'll see.
Hold on. H3 is. Here it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Check under the jokes and riddles section.
Yeah, there it is.
Silas, age 5. And his joke is, What is the favorite food of a bear?
Now, I know the answer, but I'm going to pretend that I don't. What is the favorite food of a bear?
It's berries. You get it?
Berries.
Berries.
Man.
Nice job, man.
Does he want afternoons at
I'm
the
proud
sound?
Of him. He's following in Dad's footsteps.
Yeah, you can have him.
Making stupid jokes in public.
It's genetic.
It is. 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. This is 100.3 The Sound, and this is a sick jam.
Woo-hoo-hoo! I mean, if you haven't seen the DVD of the making of this album, you need to get
so
it.
So good. Classic albums. Go find it. And in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. This is Andy in the Afternoon. Christian James Hand right over here with me. And we'll continue with the commercial-free classic rock. You recognize who this is? Who this is?
It's Peter Gabriel, buddy.
It is Peter Gabriel off the Security album, a song called Kiss of Life.
Great album.
And guess what? The reason I'm playing this is because he's going on tour with Sting.
This is
going
to be an epic, epic, epic show.
Yeah, they're playing at the Hollywood Bowl. It's the Rock, Paper, Scissors tour. Here's Peter Gabriel talking about going on tour with Sting.
We were looking for a name. Rock, Paper, Scissors came up. Rock, we make some music. Paper, they made an offer we couldn't refuse. And after we do the business, we cut away. We're going to be happy and smiling and really enjoy the whole experience.
He's so clever.
He is that. Here's Sting on talking about going out on tour. Actually, Peter speaks on it as well.
I had a successful tour with Paul Simon, who was someone else who I admire greatly. And in fact, I would say was one of my teachers. And that worked so well that I thought, you know, I'd like to do this again with you know, who could I tour with? And then I thought of Peter, because we'd known each other for so long.
And I have the teacher outfit with the cane. And he thought of me.
Yeah. Well, so guess what? We've got some tickets for that show. It's July 17th.
Hold on, Andy. We have tickets to this epic show in July that we're going to give away on the air all week, by the way.
That's true. So, I was thinking it's the Rock, Paper, Scissors tour.
Yeah.
So, why don't we play some Rock, Paper, Scissors?
I think it's a brilliant idea.
We're going to play some Rochambeau, and we'll do it in, let's say, 12 minutes.
So, you're going to call
888-696-1003. We'll get somebody on the phone here, and we'll play Rock, Paper, Scissors with them and see if we can't send you to the Rock, Paper, Scissors tour.
Yeah.
Sting and Peter Gabriel. That, my friends, is going to be a fun, fun night. How many hits? Between the two of them?
Relentless. The whole thing is hits. It's like a greatest hits tour for both of them.
Oh, gosh.
It's insane.
All right, so call us up. And we may not answer too quickly because we don't have anyone answering phones.
No.
We don't even have an intern.
I bet you Peter Gabriel does nothing but deep cuts the entire night and then big time.
And some classical music.
Just to annoy everyone.
Hi there. And in the afternoon.
Stupid radio.
100.3 The Sound. This is Andy in the afternoon. Christian James Hamm with me right over there.
Hello.
And this guy you're hearing behind me is Mr. Peter Gabriel. Is he sir yet?
No, he's not. He's a fellow Aquarian, though.
He should be knighted.
He should.
So we have tickets to Sting and Peter Gabriel at the Hollywood Bowl. They're coming July 17th, and it's the Rock, Paper, Scissors tour. I was racking my brain. I'm like, how can we give away tickets to this in a fun and interesting way?
You failed at that, but instead...
Instead, we're going to do Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yeah.
You know, the old Rochambeau?
Sure.
Okay, so on the line, who's with me?
Hello.
Oh, hey. How you doing, boss?
I'm good.
Oh, Arthur.
Arthur. How are you doing, Arthur?
Oh, good, good. Hi, Andy.
Nice. I don't know art, but I know what I like.
That's
Arthur, here's what we're going to do.
Hey,
you know how to play Rochambeau, right? The Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you throw on your hand, you throw a rock, your fist, or you throw a peace sign, that's the scissors, or you throw your flat hand, that's the paper.
Right.
What we're going to do is do this simultaneously. I'm going to play against you.
So I'm going to count to three, and then you're going to say whichever of the three you think is going to beat Andy's, and whoever wins the tickets, but Andy can't win the tickets, so then we'll just go into the next person. Does this make sense?
Okay.
Because it doesn't work in the radio if we go off the visual, so get yourselves ready, people. This is some heated radio Rochambeau. I don't think this has ever been done before. I think this is groundbreaking broadcasting, 2016, Los Angeles, Market 2, baby.
Let's try.
Let's do this. Ready?
So
we're going to count to three.
Count it down, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to do it,
right? You got to shout it out, all right?
Shout it out. Don't wait for Andy to give you. Don't cheat.
All right, here we go.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
Scissors.
Rock.
Ooh, you win, Andy.
No, I said scissors. He wins.
Yeah, you'd, well, look
That's
at that.
Fantastic.
I mean, that worked out perfectly.
Arthur.
We thought that was going to fail.
Arthur.
No, sir. That's good radio.
Chris, I'm going to mess you up.
Arthur, I couldn't be happier. You're going to be seeing a fantastic show come July 17th under the stars at the Hollywood Bowl. The tickets go on sale, by the way, Monday, January 25th at 10 a.m.
And this is going to be an insane show. Just think about who you're going to go see play every song they've ever done. That's huge.
It's going to be great.
I grew up listening to that. Yeah. That's
well, hold on, because I'm going to get your information from you, and congratulations.
Yeah, stick around, Arthur.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Chris.
In the meantime, we are listening to 100 Minutes commercial-free for your drive home. This is 10th Avenue Freeze-Out, the story of the E Street Band coming together, Bruce Springsteen. Andy in the afternoon.
Don't call me Chris.
100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. 100.3 The Sound.
Seriously, are we just going to ignore that I'm here? I'm just going to be like a random voice that pops in.
I was about to say, that's Christian James Hand right there.
I mean, you know, it's just weird.
Can I just call you Chris?
Please, please do.
More sad stuff. Just can't seem to get enough of it these days. Ian Hunter has commented on the death of Mott the Hoople bandmate drummer Dale Buffin Griffin Sunday from Alzheimer's disease. He says, the last time I saw Buff was at the first Mott the Hoople reunion in 2009. He was eloquent and aware and had a great time doing the encores. So glad he was able to do that. Mott was his band. He not only played to the song, he played to the lyric. Our condolences to his partner, Gene Smith. Rest in peace, Terrence Dale Griffin. Just so much loss here lately. Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead and David Bowie and Glenn Frey. And I had this feeling last night of it just feels like it's starting to come apart at the rivets. Mm. And don't want to get too down. We're going to keep playing music. But if you do start feeling sad about this stuff and you don't have a lot of people around you in your life, reach out to someone. Reach out to a professional. Reach out to someone who can talk to you about these things. And let me assure you that things get better. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And we're certainly going to miss these people. But the rest of us, we all soldier on, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to get better, and then eventually you're going to die. So, I mean...
Okay, thanks for that,
the
Christian.
Answer is in the question, really, isn't it?
I really appreciate your...
Does that help with that at all? No? Yeah, I was just trying to turn it around for us. My bad.
Good job. Pink Floyd, 100 minutes commercial-free.
Oof, this is good.
100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock.
I'm going to keep the headphones on and light this doobie.
It's Andy in the Afternoon.
With Christian James. And Jesus...
Fee Wabel and the Tubes.
Man.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. It's Andy in the Afternoon with Christian over here.
Hi. I've forgotten how amazing that song is, man.
It's a good little piece of pop candy, isn't it?
Brilliant.
He's good. Hey, so George Fest took place at the Fonda Theater in L.A. It was like a year ago, right? The CD is coming out, CD and DVD at George Fest tonight to celebrate the music of George Harrison. It comes out in a week on February 26th. Tuesday? Mm. And usually, this is just my opinion, usually when you have tribute shows like this, the music is subpar.
Yeah.
I mean, when you try to get, like, for a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you get a bunch of people together that don't belong together, usually it's not great. I want you to listen to this with me. This is the Wilburys song, Handle With Care. And check out who this is. First verse is taken by Danny Harrison, George's son.
Been set up and I've been shot down. But you're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care.
Britt Daniel of Spoon.
Reputation's changeable. Situation's tolerable. Oh, baby.
Jonathan Bates.
I'm so tired of being.
Wow, that's awesome.
Really good.
Yeah, really good.
The band Melodrone.
Won't you show me that you really care?
Nails the Roy Orbison
that's
part.
Flawless.
And here's everybody singing together on the chorus.
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine.
Brandon Flowers and the Killers. Here's Wayne Coyne of Flaming Lips after the musical interlude.
That's Wayne.
This is Wayne Coyne of Flaming Lips.
Yeah. Awesome.
Here comes Jonathan Bates again.
I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give.
You hear the best part?
Won't you show me that?
That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
Works well on radio.
Everybody's got somebody.
I'm going to buy this DVD.
That's a great idea.
This sounds really good to me.
Yeah. I wonder who the drummer was on this.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Come on. That's awesome.
I want to watch the rest of it.
That's phenomenal.
Really, really well done job. I can't cut it off now. I got to give you the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's mandatory.
Anyway, it comes out on the 26th. Actually, it's next month. This is February 26th.
I think that's...
DVD George Best, a night to celebrate the music of George Harrison.
Because I think that Danny's really involved in those, and the quality of his...
And he's the nicest guy. If you've ever come across Danny Harrison, the nicest guy in music.
Yeah, I met him at Swing House. But yeah, he's definitely curating his dad's memory really, really well.
There you go.
Awesome. Well done. Everybody, wait. Weird Al.
Hey, we still got like 40 minutes of commercial-free classic rock here, people. Here's some more Friends of George for you on Andy in the Afternoon with Christian on 100.3 The Sound. I don't know if you know this, but it's going to be over a half hour before we play a commercial. We're at 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock here at 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Before I play some live David Bowie, I found a great live cut that I think you're going to enjoy. Coming up, if you want to play a game of trivia.
Yeah.
To win some tickets to this Imperial Ball 2016, it's at the Anaheim Center for the Performing Arts at Servite. It's this Saturday, Johnny Depp and Friends. That means people in the past like Joe Walsh, Alice Cooper, Steven Tyler. I'm not saying they're coming.
No.
In fact, maybe those guys probably won't.
But
it's
somebody
going
will
to be.
Be
someone that you'll be telling your friends about.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to play a game, let's do basic ball trivia.
Yeah, like sportsy stuff. I got a great sports ball trivia question
all right,
for you.
So if you want Imperial Ball tickets, get on the phone right now, 888-696-1003.
Yep.
And quickly, before I press the button here, you're going to be somewhere coming up really
soon,
right?
Speaking of sports ball, this Sunday, that's January 24th, from noon until 7 p.m., Andy.
Mm.
That's two full football games for Christian James Head. I'll be at Tacos and Tequila with Cody Decker. It's a 21 and over event. We're going to be giving away some sound swag and a big screen TV. All you have to do is RSVP at thesoundla.com, and we'll see you down there. That's this Sunday at, I might add, Morongo Casino Report Sport and Spa. I'll see you there.
Fantastic.
All right? Football.
All right, so 696-888-696-1003 if you want to play ball trivia.
Yep.
Meantime, there's not a lot more to be said about Glenn Frey and David Bowie that the music can't say much better. It's Rebel Rebel Live. Andy in the Afternoon, that's Christian.
Hello.
This is 100.3 The Sound. Pains me to say, the late Glenn Frey and the Eagles live. Take it easy. 100.3 The Sound. Still processing that one. I'm Andy. This is Andy in the Afternoon. Christian Hand is right there.
Hello.
And we've got a caller on the line. Is this Terry?
Yeah.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Lovely. Well, Terry, you're over 21. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. This is an over 21 event, the Imperial Ball 2016. By the way, we'll get back to the commercial-free classic rock in just a moment. But this show is going to be fantastic. It's sold out.
Yep.
Sold out. The Sound is the only station to giving you a chance to attend to this. Nobody else has tickets for it. And it's going to be whoever Johnny Depp wants to bring. You know, his friends include Joe Walsh, Alice Cooper, Steven Tyler. He's friends with the guys in Oasis. Everybody.
Yep.
So we'll see. But a pair of tickets to the Imperial Ball this Saturday. Now, you're going to be given, Terry, a question. Christian's going to ask you a basic ball.
It's a trivia, sports, yeah, it's
sports trivia question,
right?
About some sort of ball. Are you prepared to answer this question?
Yes, I'll do my best.
Okay. How do you feel about your sports knowledge?
Depends. What sport?
All right. Well, it's cricket.
Just make it basic.
Yeah, it's a very basic cricket question. You're, of course, I'm sure you're aware of the English sport cricket.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Silly mid on. If your bowler is coming from the right and the umpire has declared it a woolly, do you A, pitch to the left for LBW, B, hope to intersect the transactional for a six, or C, none of the above because it's obviously a natural four? A, B, or C?
I'll go with C.
C is the correct answer.
Yes!
It's amazing.
Oh, my God. Lord. Oh,
that
Terry.
That was touch and go for a minute there, man. You had us going. I knew you knew it the whole time, though. I could tell by your breathing.
Sister, you pulled an inside straight.
Yeah. It is, in fact, none of the above because it's obviously a natural four. Well played. You'll be going to the ball on Saturday night.
Way to know about balls, Terry.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Good job. Hold on the phone, okay? Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I can't hear you. Well, hold on the phone, and we're going to get some information so we make sure you get some tickets, all right?
Congrats on the show.
Hey, thanks a lot.
It's really that simple, Andy.
It really is.
You just got to know your cricket.
It's that simple.
Yeah, there it is.
It's this simple. We're playing 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. It's Tom Petty, Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound.
Loving. She's just a walrus.
So,
it's not she's just a walrus?
That isn't correct.
That's really? That not, changes the whole song then.
It changes the entire
Yeah, it's not nearly as cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Zeppelin. Missed opportunity.
I think we can fit a couple more in, though.
That's what she said.
Not walruses. I think we can get a couple more songs in this 100 minutes. I'm sure of it. But I've made another decision, something else I'm sure of.
Mm.
I'm going to do it.
Oh.
In 10, 12 minutes, I'm going to do
Daddy.
Are You My Mother for Silas. Silas, get near the radio. He's my 5-year-old son. I no longer am there for story time, but I'm going to do it over the radio.
And I look forward to it. I think it's amazing radio, buddy. I'm serious.
No one else tries it.
No, nobody else is doing it.
We might find there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I mean, oof, it's tough.
Andy in the Afternoon, he's Christian. This is 100.3 The Sound. Eric Clapton, lead vocal. Eric Clapton. Oh, I know. It's Crossroads Live from Cream. And you just enjoyed 100 minutes without a commercial. That was nice, wasn't it?
Was.
So in just a few minutes, it's time to turn things over to Rita Wild, who you just met for the very first time.
She is lovely, Andy.
She is the most awesome person in Southern California radio.
And I don't say that because she said great things about how awesome I am on the radio. I mean that from the heart.
I didn't say she was sincere. I said she was nice.
That's a very good point. I stand corrected.
Anyway, she's coming in to rock the rest of your evening in just a few minutes. I've got something I want to get her opinion on before she leaves, if she can pop back in here before too long. But after the break, we've got a little bit of dismayed mail over the weekend. And that was on Friday, since I wasn't going to be around since his birth, really, to do a bedtime story with my 5-year-old son, Silas. I had you vote, listeners, and you just determined that pajama time was going to be the story that I read over the air. Well, I got a lot of dissension, a lot of feedback, a lot of blowback that we did not do Are You My Mother?
Including, if I may, from the author of Are You My
Eastman.
Mother? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Reached out.
P.D. Eastman's,
furious, I think I might add. Yeah.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
A call. That's coming up next for those of you who felt disenfranchised. Silas, if you're listening, it's time to get ready for bed. Get on your turtle PJs and get ready to listen to a bedtime story.
Can I put mine on?
And I think we're going to play some more Eagles and remember Don Henley, or excuse me, Glenn Frey, as we continue. Stick around. This is something we call Andy in the Afternoon, which is now kind of turned to evening here on The Sound. Well, welcome to Andy in the Afternoon. Christian James Hand right over here.
Yep.
Silas, are you listening? Vivian? Laura?
Christian?
Everyone on the road? Please don't fall asleep while I'm doing this. But I want you to, Silas. So here we go. This is P.D. Eastman's Are You My Mother? A mother bird sat on her egg. The egg jumped. I must get something for my baby bird to eat, she said. So away she went. Inside the nest, the egg jumped. It jumped and jumped and jumped until out came a baby bird. Where is my mother? He said. He did not see her anywhere. I will go and look for her, he said. Out of the nest he went, down, 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 plop. The baby bird could not fly, but he could walk. Now I will go and find my mother, he said. Are you my mother? The bird asked the dog.
I am not your mother. I am a dog, said the dog.
Are you my mother? The baby bird asked the cow. How could I be your mother? Said the cow. Just a little bitchy. I am a cow. The baby bird stopped to think. The kitten and the hen were not his mother. The dog and the cow were not his mother. I have a mother, said the baby bird. I know I do. And I will find her. I will. I will. Just then the baby bird saw a big thing. You are my mother, he said. The big thing said, snort. It's a steam shovel. I have to paraphrase.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no, said the baby bird. You are not my mother. You are a scary snort. The snort lifted the baby bird up, up, up. And then something happened. The snort put the baby bird right back in the tree. The baby bird was home. Just then, the mother bird came back. I know who you are, said the baby bird. You are not a kitten or a hen or a dog. You are not a cow or a snort. You are a bird, and you are my mother. And then she threw up in his mouth.
That's awesome. What a great ending.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different than the one I embellished.
Oh, okay. At the very end of that, yeah.
Happy sleeps there, Silas.
Go to sleep, Silas.
May I say that is the greatest radio I've ever participated in, and I don't say that. I'm not being sarcastic. The fact that your kid's sitting at home listening to you on the radio read a bedtime story to him is goddamn brilliant.
The fact that I'm using a $100 million radio station to tell a bedtime story
in
to
market
one
too?
Child in the valley. Yes.
What it's for.
It is great.
If I get fired on Monday, I'm going out on a high note. That's all I'm saying. I love you, man.
Glenn Fry and the Eagles. Andy in the afternoon at 100.3.
With me, Christian James Hand.